Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, good morning to you. This is Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver, standing in this morning for Joe Lynam. You're very welcome along this muggy and hot Friday morning already at this early stage of the day. Coming up on the show today, we'll be asking, why is Ireland's aircraft leasing industry so successful at the moment and so well paid? We'll also be talking about what American football is going to bring into Ireland and the Dublin economy over the next week or two as a game gets underway there. But before we do any of that, we have our first guest to look at the stories overnight and a fair few of them that are coming in this morning, and that's economist Austin Hughes. Good morning to you, Austin.
Good morning, Emmett.
It's great to have you along. We'll do a mixture today of what's in the papers, but also we'll have a look over yesterday evening because there's been a lot of stuff to squeeze in both in the US and also in Ireland. Let's start with the US. Of course, the big question there, everyone is asking, everyone has a different opinion, is will this tariff regime of recent months, will it kick into higher US inflation? You get a few different views on this in the US itself and elsewhere. But we're getting a bit of a clue over yesterday when we got producer inflation figures, which are different to the CPI. But nevertheless, they do seem to show some kind of move upward in inflation generally.
Yeah. Yesterday, producer prices rose at the fastest monthly rate in just over 3 years, 0.9%. So maybe some signs that we're seeing some impact from tariffs in that you see really outsized increases. Vegetable prices increased by 38.9% on the month. And of course, you know, there's a lot of tariffs on goods coming in from Mexico and to a lesser extent Canada, where that are important food suppliers to the US. There's also signs of domestic inflation in these numbers, quite separate from tariffs. So another problem for Mr. Trump, in as much as the services prices and margins of retailers and wholesalers also increase. So a few signs of this. Now, economists tend to be far too definitive. There was a sense that, well, the tariff impact would definitely be in before the summer, but because of stockpiling, because of firms delaying to see what other firms would do, you know, we're still a little bit in the dark, but there are signs, at least in these numbers, that we will have some tariff impact and that other influences on inflation in the US aren't particularly good. So a bit of a problem for Mr. Trump and a bit of a support for the Federal Reserve in being a little bit tougher and not cutting interest rates aggressively.
Now, we'll come back in a few minutes to President Trump in another context, but park him for a second and let's talk about spirited debate that's been going on here about our own inflation. A lot of people saying it's plateauing, some people liking to cast blame on who is pushing up food inflation in particular. Lots of talk about, is it the retailers? Is it farmers? Who exactly is it that's responsible for this? But you might have some insight into that because there is some data out on Irish agricultural prices that tell us a little bit about the story.
Yeah, there's plenty of blame to go around in terms of Irish inflation. But yesterday, and for the optimists still listening to this program, agricultural prices fell by 1% between May and June. And that's the second monthly fall in a row. So there's signs that maybe agriculture inflation has peaked. But my God, the sort of rate at which it has peaked. Overall, agricultural output prices yesterday for June were 18.9% higher than a year earlier. And when you look at cattle prices, up 43.6% on the year, over 5 years, 109.7%. It's telling you that, you know, farm gate prices have risen far more than consumer prices. The price of a kilo of sirloin is up in the latest CPI numbers, 29.7 against 43.6.
That's a blow for you personally, Austin, right?
a little bit of a blow, certainly. Yeah, I'll have to cut back a little bit. Similarly on milk, you know, milk prices are up 11.9% in the last year, 59% you know, over the last 5 years, and in terms of farm gate prices. And again, if we want to be optimistic, potato prices are down in the last year, 15.7%, but they're still 98% higher than they were 5 years ago. So food prices have risen very dramatically over the last while. Food prices in Ireland were already higher than in most other places, but this is telling you that food prices are going to remain high, maybe not eye-watering increases over the rest of the year, but we still are going to have to pay more for food, particularly with issues like climate change and that impacting longer term trends in food prices. So a little bit of good news, but there's still problems on the price front.
Okay, let me just talk to the price of housing again. Lots of blame going around there too. Interesting story, small, but I think it's interesting. In the Irish Independent this morning, it says only 9% of Irish builders work in large building companies. The drift of the story is effectively saying it's from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. The drift of the story is saying we've too many small firms. There's a lack of sort of economies of scale, buying power and so on. And that's a key problem for house prices because you're not getting the most efficient and cost competitive building firms involved. This is a drum that's been banged for quite a while by the gentlemen and ladies on the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Do you agree with them? And do you think it's actually significant in terms of house prices, or is it sort of reasonably marginal issue?
I think it may be a marginal issue in as much as they say that only 9% of workers in Irish construction firms are employed by large companies, which are over 250. And it's 15% in the European average, you know, so 9 versus 15 isn't dramatic. And you look in the detail of the article and it says that, you know, the small size of the economy means there are more small firms here in general. And the blog post on which the article in the Indo is based also says that a problem is there are small parcels of land being developed. So this makes it more likely that you would only have small builders. And of course, the final element, which they mention, is that, you know, once bitten, twice shy, builders in Ireland have remained cautious, haven't invested maybe as much as they might because of their experience of the boom. But the reality is that, you know, you do need larger firms with the latest technology, manufacturing methods. And one stark element in the blog post itself says that they reckon that our housing stock is about 250,000 units below average on a per capita basis. So not great news there.
Right. Very finally and briefly, because we're under pressure of time, we do have a little sliver from Howard Lutnick, who's one of the main trade advisors to President Trump, yesterday saying that generic pharmaceuticals, not branded pharmaceuticals, might be the target of these tariffs. If that happens, that would be quite significant, wouldn't it?
That would. Now, it's still a confusing picture coming from the White House, as are most pictures coming from the White House.
No, surely not.
One of their trade advisors saying that they've plans for domestic producers to get long-term contracts to build up the pharma industry there. Now, obviously, it would be much easier to build up generics. And they said that they want to deter dumping. They cite China and India as problems for the US there. And if that's the case, then some of the more high-value Irish pharma exports might avoid, you know, really eye-watering levels of tariffs from the US. And as most things in the US, you would end up with the worst of both worlds, because the tariffs would mean cheap generic medicines are more expensive, and you would also have no impact really in terms of a domestic supply base in terms of the more expensive high-value medicines, but potentially good news for Irish pharma firms.
Yeah, we have generics here, but on a much smaller scale, so it would certainly insulate a big part of the industry. We'll see if that's what happens. For the moment, we'll have to leave it there because the clock has beaten us. Austin Hughes, of course, a well-known economist, thank you for walking us through those stories, both today and ones from yesterday.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.